It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this program on Thursday, February 6th at 10:33 in the morning. Cecilia, how much rain did we have yesterday?
Was it over 3 feet?
You know me in numbers.
It felt like 3 feet. What we had was 3 inches of rain over a three-hour period, 3 feet. We'd all be underwater. Although at City Hall, we are 21 feet above sea level. But we had 3 inches of rain yesterday, and if we would have had that a year ago, year and a half ago, it would have been catastrophic.
Yes.
With all the roads dirt in East Biloxi. So on one hand, we're very happy that our drainage systems performed the way they were supposed to, but what we were worried about is a number of things that still need to be done. We're looking at fences, we're looking at driveways, we're looking at landscaping, and right now the city's pushing the contractor to make sure to move forward with that. What else is happening?
Well, this week we had the city council. We had two city council meetings, just kind of a workshop for them to talk about some changes to the ordinances. Then we have a regular schedule meeting, and that was at 6 p.m. on Tuesday night. One of the big things that we had was a dedication of the pedestrian walkway, or an area of the pedestrian walkway, to the late Edmund Boudreau.
Edmund Boudreau was a local historian who has authored 3 books on Biloxi's history. The big thing people remembered about him, though, was that he always dressed in period garb at city functions, portraying the explorer D'Iberville. So Super Bowl is over with. That's when people start thinking about America's pastime, baseball. Here to talk about the Biloxi Shuckers, we welcome in the voice of the Shuckers, Mr. Gary Green.
Vincent, thanks so much for having us drop by today. It's always good to come by City Hall and see what's happening and talk about the Shuckers season, which from today is 63 days away. It is going to be here so fast, and we're so excited about it.
What's going to be different this year?
This year, we'll put everything out officially coming up soon. But
No.
We're not going to break news, but I can say this much. After last season, we stepped back. We looked at what we did well, but we also looked at what we needed to improve on. And I think that really we've done a very good job coming up with a great promotional schedule this season. We're going to have new things, different things. We're going to have better giveaways than we've had in years past. We're going to honor some local Biloxians and members of the Gulf Coast. We've revamped our daily promos as well, a little bit as well. We're going to move militaries around from Sundays and put that on Wednesdays. There's your sneak peek right there. But Sundays are still going to be for families, and we're just really excited about what we have to offer this year for the promotional schedule. I think it's something that people should be really excited about because it's going to be something new and different every time that they come to the ballpark this year.
Okay, you said it's 63 days away. What are the Shuckers doing right now to prepare?
From a front office staff perspective, right now we're finalizing sponsorships for some of these giveaways, making sure that we have all that stuff ordered. I think we're trying to place the order for one of our specialty jerseys that we're going to do this year today. So that's getting sent off, making sure that folks know about what's going on at the ballpark. So we're trying to get groups and outings like that, so we still have opportunities for outings. And of course, we're also getting ready for the two Mississippi State Texas Tech games that we're going to have at the ballpark, which those are just a little more than 30 days away, coming up on March 10th and 11th at the ballpark. So we're getting all that stuff ready to go and situated and kind of finalizing everything, so that way once the season goes, you can kind of press play and let it roll along. That's one of those where all the work gets done in the off season, so that way the season can run smoothly.
You act like it's, you know, you do all that work ahead of time and then boom, it's smooth sailing. But I see your output. I mean, I know what you do after every game with the game recaps. So there's a good way for people to keep up with the Shuckers right now, and that's maybe on your website?
So BiloxiShuckers.com. We keep everything updated there, and now is the time of year where we start sending out more and more stuff. We just had our job fair a week ago, I suppose is what it was. Our coaching staff has been announced. We're going to announce our game times coming up. We're going to have something else that's special that's going to be announced pertaining to the Mississippi State Texas Tech games that we're going to put out. We're going to have an announcement about our promotional schedule coming out as well. So this is where things really start to crank out. And on the baseball side of things, manager Mike Guerrero is going to be coming through town on Monday. We're going to have him meet with the local media at 9:30. We'll put that out on our social media channels as well. A little bit of a preview for the actual baseball side of things coming up. And then the players themselves will be reporting to Arizona within the major league guys are coming up here in just a few days, but then the minor league guys will be showing up over the next couple of weeks. They won't physically be in town until April 6th, I believe, is when they're going to be here in order to get ready for opening day on April 9th. But we are rolling right along to baseball season.
Now, tell me about ticket promotions. I mean, by promotions, I mean like group rates, et cetera. What do people need to know about the packages that they probably can take advantage of right now?
Yeah, so right now, the way to secure your spot, since individual tickets aren't on sale at this moment, is through group outings. And the bigger of a group that you bring out, the bigger of a discount you get for those. So you can save up to, you know, $2-3 a ticket if you bring out groups of 300-500 folks. Now, if you can't bring that many people out, that's fine. We still can set up group outings. And for group outings themselves, you can reserve seats for a particular game by booking a group outing. So if you look on the schedule and say, you know what, Saturday, June 6th, I want to be at the ballpark, you can go ahead and get your tickets for that if you book a group outing. We've got all different areas. You can be up in a suite if you're looking for something on the higher end. You can be in our new Cloud 7 Skybox if you're also looking for that kind of luxury.
I saw that announcement. Go back to that.
Yes. So Cloud 7, who's our great IT and telecom supporter, they have been a great partner with us. And so they decided to put their name on the Skybox, but it's not just putting a new name on it. We're renovating the Skybox as well. So that's indoor, outdoor. That's a cash bar. And that's also where some of the best food in the entire ballpark is. You've got ballpark fare, but then they have a rotating menu that they run. You get chips, popcorn. The dessert is to die for. I eat way too many cookies that Chef Bob serves up throughout the course of the year. But that's one of the great spots. But then we also have affordability. Berm tickets are $7 for every game. And then you can get tickets anywhere from $9 to $28. And that can get you all the way from down the foul line if you want to catch a foul ball, or right behind home plate in the Sparklight Club.
You're talking about individual tickets. What if I wanted to buy a season ticket right now? What are the price ranges there?
So Shuck Nation is available, and that's, you know, the prices for that can go anywhere from, I think, $240 to $500, which sounds like a lot of money, but when you break it down for what it is on an individual game basis, we have the half shell season Shuck Nation membership, which that's 35 games for the year, or the full season, which is 70. When you break it down, you actually save money. And the beautiful thing about our memberships, because it's not just season tickets, it's a membership, all those tickets are fully exchangeable. So if you buy a full season Shuck Nation membership and you say, you know what, I'm never going to make it to a Tuesday game this year, which I would encourage you to, because we might be giving away T-shirts again on Tuesday this year. But if you say, I can't make it to Tuesdays, that's fine. You can swap every Tuesday ticket that you have and make it a Thursday ticket if you want to come out for that. Or you can take all your Wednesday tickets and make them Saturday tickets. You can exchange all of them. So it gives you flexibility. Plus, there are other perks that come along with it as well. You get experiences. You can come up in the press box with us and see what we do on
Why
a game day basis.
Why would you want to do that? Really?
It's, you know, I think it's a fun behind-the-scenes look. Plus, we have one of the best views in the ballpark, and not everyone gets to see a game from up there. You can go down on the field. You can go in the dugout and meet the players. We do batting practice once a month where Shuck Nation members can come out and watch batting practice at the field, and then also come out and chat with players and coaches and things along those lines. So really, it's more than just tickets. It's about the experience, and you can certainly call our office, 228-233-3465, and someone will pick up the phone and help you out, and should be able to set you up with a membership, because there's a lot of great stuff happening this year.
I mean, why don't you have any enthusiasm?
Really? I know. Monotone is what I specialize in.
You love your job, and it comes across. I appreciate it. If someone had a question for you and they wanted to email you, how would they do that?
They can email me. It's G Green, so G-G-R-E-E-N-E. At BiloxiShuckers.com. My phone is attached to my hip, and so I'm always on my email. If they also just call the ballpark and ask for me, I'm normally there. I'm happy to answer any questions that they might have. Baseball-wise, sales-wise, I can direct them in the right direction. We do offer ballpark tours as well. That's at no cost. So if you want to set up a group to come out and check out the ballpark and see what's going on, I'd encourage you to do it before the season, because that's when we can still show you the clubhouses. Once the players show up, we can't give tours through the clubhouse because that's kind of their space. But you can see behind the scenes for what goes on at the ballpark. So just give me a call or give the main line a call and ask for Garrett, and I'll be able to help out.
It's so easy. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You got it. Now, thank you, Vincent. Always good to drop by and chat with y'all.
Okay, Cecilia, what else is happening?
Well, this weekend is the second round for the baseball and softball registration. It'll be Saturday, February the 8th, from 9 to noon at the Donald Snyder Community Center. Baseball is for ages 4 to 16, and softball is for ages 5 to 16. For more information on that, such as fees, just, of course, go to our website at biloxi.ms.us. And starting Friday, it'll be Friday and Saturday, is the Gulf Coast Historical and Cultural Exposition. It will be again Saturday and Friday and Saturday, February the 7th and 8th, from 9 to 4 at the Biloxi Visitor Center. It is free. It's going to have a lot of information. A lot of booths will be set up so you can get more information on the history of Biloxi and of the Gulf Coast. There is going to be an opening reception Thursday night for the Keesler Air Force Base History Exhibit. That is going to be at the Biloxi Visitor Center. It will be there. It will be, of course, tonight, Thursday, from 5:30 to 7. All of these events are free, and you can get information on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
I have one question for you, Vince.
What?
What happened in Mobile about the trains?
Mobile had an affirmative vote, so they are moving forward. Pascagoula came across with its funding. This is so important for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we have the Shuckers. Excuse me?
Explain it.
Yeah, so that would be good to know. We're talking about daily passenger rail that would link Mobile and New Orleans with Biloxi and the Biloxi Shuckers right in the middle.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it just makes all the sense in the world. So now what we're doing is we're waiting on some final paperwork from the Federal Rail Administration. And once that's done, we're hoping to see construction out there. We want this, and we're saying all aboard.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to City Desk. News and views from City Hall Biloxi. In your host is Mr. Vincent Creel, and I am William Sackett. Have a good day.